Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Hey, Chuck.
And I'm Chuck Berry. And we've got a deer report so far already. Yes. Archery season in full swing. And
it is.
Actually, some pretty impressive things happening out there.
Yes, they are killing deer and multitudes of them.
And multitudes
of them. Yes, and believe it or not, Muskingum was just barely in the top 10.
Wow.
But people in Muskingum County are picky. I think that's what it is.
You think that's what it is?
That's what it is.
They're snooty about their deer?
No, not snooty. They just want the big one.
Okay.
Okay. The number one county with 356 deer, and this is antlered and antlerless. And keep in mind that a lot of these mostly antlerless deer are taken. So what I'm saying is if – like in Trumbull County, that's got 356, 200 of them might be antlerless deer. So yep. They're not; these aren't all bucks. Well, number one is Trumbull County with 356. Ashtabula County is number two with 349. Licking County came in third place with 286. Coshocton County with 266. Tuscarora's in fifth place at 229. Holmes County with 203. Seventh place is Knox County with 190. Muskingum County at 188. A tie for ninth place was Hamilton and Stark County with 185 each. And Richland County is number 10 with 179. And so far this year, the grand total as of 10th of October was 9,237 deer taken. So,
And we don't have a comparison for last year, but I'm sure we'll have that pretty soon, like a up to the date thing. But hey, congratulations to our buddy Kurt Fells. He got a nice one today.
Yes, he did.
Did you see that?
Yeah, and you see he's got that blind turtle hunting blind right behind him, and I'm sure that probably had more to do with it than Kurt's skill of hitting things.
You think?
Yes.
Wow. Boy, that was a
That was a dig at you, old buddy.
There you go. So, a lot of opportunity out there. But as we get some cold weather here, things are going to really kick up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And again, the bucks that I have been seeing are early in the morning. They're a little later in the afternoon. I'm saying 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when I'm starting to see the most bucks that I've looked at.
Great.
If I had a bow, I wouldn't be seeing them. But
right.
Since I was just looking, they come out and laugh at me.
I'm surprised you haven't went to bow.
I hunted with a bow years ago.
Right.
I'm not that patient of a person.
Well, I always heard it was because you fell asleep all the time.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
I fall asleep because I'm impatient, and I'd rather sleep than just sit there and watch.
Folks, if you have a nice deer you want to send us some pictures of, you can email it to us outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. That's outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. Don checks that. If you got any recipes, we really need some more recipes.
Yeah, so far we've got one recipe,
and I want to tell Mike Jacqueline that this sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Don's not a lima bean guy, but other than that, the rest of it sounds pretty good.
Yes.
But I've had Brunswick stew several times. I like it. So we'll put him in for the running on our grand prize.
He don't even have to get off the starting line right at the moment.
He don't even have to go anywhere. So if you've got a good recipe, doesn't have to be wild game. It can be apples or I really wouldn't mind some of those good blueberry pie type.
Oh, my, yes.
That'd be acceptable, too.
Yes, it would be for me.
It's got to come from nature. How about that?
That sounds good. Acorn.
Acorn. I remember my granddad and I always doing the black walnut thing. And it was, cracking black walnut, so grandma would make different stuff with things with black
walnut.
Did
he make you wear gloves?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it was stains. You know, it was bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nuts. But we had fun, and it was one of those experiences.
You don't get much out of one of those, do you?
You do not. You do not. And you sit for hours
ticking
to get enough. And grandma would make like black walnut cake or something with, you know, a lot of times we just ended up, I think, with good cookies with black walnuts in it. So
I would equate picking the nut out of those hulls there, kind of like cleaning your teeth after eating corn on the cob.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's not always that fun. Not always that fun. And, you know, I remember us doing that. And the other thing, too, is he always had a late batch this time of year of peppers. So we'd go out and pull peppers off of the pepper plants.
Did you rub your eyes?
One time. It's one of those things you'll only do one time.
Kind of like slamming your finger in the door.
Yeah. I mean, you just, so we would always have, grandma would make hot pepper jelly and hot pepper this and that, and it was always this time of year. And pickle them, you know, or put them in jars and can them. And fishing season came around every spring. We had hot pepper sandwiches on Italian bread with butter.
And okay.
That's what we took.
That'd keep you warm anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cool mornings.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, folks, we are going to take a break and let our sponsors have a chance to yell at. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.